thought she was kind of cute, but she was too fast for me.
Who?
Your sister.
She was always too fast for you.
Yeah. Well, we're not all that gifted.
So we...
Whoa! Oh, wow. What's Rita doing?
I was waiting for you to come around to that. She lived with me for about a year and a half, 2 years, and then she moved out about a year and 2 years ago, and she's living with a roommate in Brooklyn. She's going to beauty school, and then about a month and a half she graduates, and she'll become a hairstylist.
Yeah, I remember when she always used to iron her hair.
Come on, really?
Sure, I was going out with her.
That's right, I thought you were being facetious. I remember that now.
You don't put me to the test, man. I'll put you to shame. I'll talk to you about old times. I remember everything.
Wow. Why did she used to do that?
Way off.
Because I told her I liked straight, long hair. So, you know, it was long, but it was a little wavy and stuff. And you ain't going to believe this. I still remember your barbell set and your cellar.
Oh, no. I got rid of that a long time ago. I got a new set now. Wow.
What a flake.
You know, we'll try on the wall. Monday, Tuesday, went all the way to Sunday. And what you did, I saw where you left off, too.
Oh, no. What a piss. Oh, no. How old are you now? About 24? Wow. I guessed it. I'm 21. What are you doing with yourself? Are you working?
I'm trying to look for a job. Where are you living now? I hear you're gone from B Street.
I'm still here.
Who's living upstairs?
No. These people from, they're Mexican people.
Yeah, I heard something else.
Hey, who was that?
Oh, Benty?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a negative, You might have your rumors a little mixed up. Not with a guy. We have a third floor, like an attic. It's like lighthouse keeping, you know. You can call it 2.5 families, you know. And she was going out with this guy who was going to William Patterson College, and he was looking for an apartment. And our third floor, our attic, which is a real big, roomy, 4 rooms, he was looking for a place. So Binti, who knew Blondie, he brought him over, and he looked at the place, and he liked it. So this guy that was going out with Binti rented the third floor apartment. About 6 months later or so, they broke up. So he's not seeing her since then, like 2 years, 3 years ago. Since then, they're not seeing each other anymore. And Blondie and Tex are gone from the second floor, but he's still living up there.
See you, that guy, again.
So she's in, huh?
Nice hook.
Mm-hmm, yeah. She moved to Ohio.
All right, then.
Whoa! Put that in the recorder, Pat.
I missed you.
Yeah, I guess so. He probably doesn't even remember me.
Billy, do.
Pat from Clifton?
Town 4.
There were like about 3 or 4 Pats. I don't think I ever met you. I can't concretely pinpoint you, but I remember the name, and I remember to
check the words!
You remember, yeah, you met me for sure. You remember Mustang from Bluefield?
Okay. John? Sure. He was a nut.
I guess he still is.
Yeah!
Is he on the air right now?
We gotta talk.
Nah, he went off about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, 10-4. I heard a rumor that since he had that accident, he wasn't the same. Is that true?
I don't know. I can't answer that, G1. The only thing I can say to you is, ever since I've known him, he's, you know, he's always been, you know, funny and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 10-4. He was a little too much for me. Like, I like to joke around. Sometimes I get obnoxious, but like...
G1!
Totally.
Yeah, Roger D, we do know what you mean. We still keep in contact with him, we sure do, but he's definitely not on the rig no more.
Oh, 10-4. I haven't been on the rig solid for the past 5 years, since 72. From then on, I was on like in 2 or 3 day intervals. This is my first night on, but I think I might come on, you know, for a week or so. Whenever, you know, whenever and whatever. What is he doing with himself?
He's on unemployment.
I that last summer.
Oh, wow. What are you doing with yourself?
I work with computers.
Oh, really? Did you go to school for that?
Roger ding.
Which school?
ECPI of Patterson.
Was it good? I mean, are you glad you did it and are you happy?
Oh, definitely, for sure. They found me a job and everything.
Good salary?
And Roger, definitely, for sure. It was definitely worth it. It was a six-month course. And after the 6 months, it took them about a week, but they got me a job, and I think that's pretty good.
That's damn good. That's excellent. A week. Wow. Wow, they really live up to their promise. And, like, what do you know about computers now?
I know it all.
In 6 months?
I'm only kidding you when I say that. What do I know? How could I answer that? You know, it's hard to explain. You know, you're always learning there. It's a very big field, and I'll tell you one thing. It's really a good field to get into.
Thank you, Paul.
With a breaker acknowledged. Yeah, 10-4. I guess it would, because all companies and places and hospitals, everybody uses computers, even like for accounting and stuff, big firms, God. What I meant was, you can answer this after you put up the breaker if you want. What I meant was like, what did you learn? You didn't learn the mechanics of it, like a troubleshooter to fix it. You just learned how to program it and like certain computers, maybe like COBOL or something like that, some kind of language, and then from then on you grew as you worked. Is that it?
Yeah, Roger D. I learned programming and I learned operations. All right, we'll let that breaker go. Go ahead, Breaker.
I thank you. Has anyone heard of Drop Top out there?
No.
Hey, all right, the one Dr. Hook thanks you, we be done.
Well, I don't believe it.
Well, I marked this down on the calendar for sure.
No, Dr. Hook is another one.
You have an enormous erection.
Oh. Dr. Hook, huh?
Hey, listen to him.
I guess my scared of time Piccadilly Circus. Where do you think I come from? Pennsylvania.
Is he the one from back then, too?
He's like a couple of years, about 2 or 3 years ago. This guy, he was pure mouth. He'd say any, any swear word is that? He'd say anything on the air. Come track him down, he can't do it. I told him he'd meet me at the transfer station. Sandy was on at the time. Sandy was just arguing with him. Meet me at the transfer station in Union, I think it was. The guy would never show up. Called himself the Yellow Cobra, the Yellow something for a while.
Yeah, that's right. That guy was terrible. He'd say fuck like it was nothing.
See? Was he like that kid from Clifton back around 70, 71, Gary? He was, Roger Storm was his name. His handle. He lived right off of Van Houten Avenue up near, the junior high school, Woodrow Wilson, I think.
I can't believe it!
Roger Storm, I think. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What? Go back to him.
He lives on the same block as I do.
Really? What is his handle?
The Black Knight.
That's right. The Black Knight. He was obnoxious. God, was this guy hooked like Black Knight?
I was worse in my time, baby. And that's no fucking shit.
I'll put it this way. The Black Knight right now is put away.
Well, yeah, there was something definitely wrong with him. Is he in jail or a hospital or what?
Institution for drugs.
Wow, he like OD'd or something?
In a way.
God, I believe it. I believe it because I remember, like, he was, you know, you could talk to him. Like, in other words, there was room for explanation. He would sit back and listen to you try to explain things to him. You know, he was receptive. So I said to myself, hey, let me go have an eyeball with him. And, like, you know, I scared him, of course. But I went down there and I talked to him and I said, you know, he's receptive, but God, there's something wrong with him. He's got a screw loose. Someone, you know, when he was born, someone forgot to tighten the screw.
Maybe he was dropped.
He got screwed.
Yeah, when he was on the air, he wasn't on drugs or nothing like that. That's natural. But after he got off CB, that's when he went to the drugs.
Playing back the tape.
What tape?
Dan, get in here.
seen Dr. Hook didn't change.
No, I have. I just figured I'd come back with some of the same old shit. I'm going back down to 11 and bust some balls by.
Your voice got a little deeper, Pat. That was about it.
Yeah, Roger, thanks. Mercy, mercy. Who else do we know? Let's see. You know Marianne from Clifton, G1?
Oh, God, do I know Marianne? Is she still around?
She got married.
To, the blonde one. What's his name? Oh, I forgot. He's from Belleville, down in North Arlington with the blonde hair.
Talking about Bill?
I think so. What was his handle?
I really don't remember, but she's married to Bill for sure. They got married about, what, 2-3 months ago?
Bill from North Arlington, I think, yeah. Yeah, I said to myself, they probably will get married, because that was the longest guy she ever went out with.
Remember Chicken Little?
How is Roy?
Guess where he is.
Is he next to you?
No, he's in Arizona, but guess who showed up drunk as a skunk at her wedding?
At his wedding? Oh, he was drunk at Marianne's wedding?
Yeah, and he had to sleep overnight on the wedding night.
Hey, Shadow, he's still living with them.
You're kidding!
Nah, that's a 10-4. He has no money or something. I don't know what the story is, but he's still living with them.
Does his parents or his mother still have that house by the golf course?
Don't ask me.
Just chop them up.
I don't know, I really don't. But, that's the last I heard of him.
Yeah, I was sort of friendly with him. I was over his house 2 or 3 times, and we used to mess around and talk. He was a good kid. So, is that what you want your computer course? And I'm glad you're happy. That's an interesting field.
Roger, D. What are you doing with yourself? Come in. Come back.
Well,
Breaker acknowledged out there hitting me with a 3. When I graduated high school, I went to Fairleigh Dickinson. I must have said this about 3 times already. Okay. I went to Fairleigh Dickinson, and I got a 2-year degree in Associate of Arts. And I didn't feel like staying in this area, so I transferred.
And got gay.
Going to the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and I'm busting my balls.
Oh, Roger D. there. Go ahead, Shadow.
Nah.
Oh, let that breaker go. Go ahead, breaker. You got the 1-7 base over here in Clifton, New Jersey. Yeah, Clifton, C-L-I-F-T-O-N.
Yeah, what do you spell it for?
Come back?
Clifton, New Jersey. What's your 10-20?
Oh, he's doing weak for Jersey City.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say something like Queens, you know?
Remember that time I copied you from Queens with your battery and your little rig that went up to a 10 on the meter?
I can't believe that, yeah. I can't believe that it was late at night, like around. And we, the only thing was a car battery, and you picked me up, yeah.
Yeah, I was home, I had my 60 meter, the 5 element right to you. And you know whose antenna you used?
Elliot Ness's.
That's right, you know whose mount you used?
Okay. Yours.
Right, son of a bitch, I think you remember that.
I have a pretty good memory myself. Yeah, we didn't even have it on the roof. We had it like on, she had like a patio of her, a veranda, whatever you call that, on top of her garage. It was like her garage roof, you could say. And we put it against the wall there, straight up. And we were shouting out there. We got someone in the Bronx or something, and they had 10-5'd it over to you, and you brought your beam down and picked us up.
Yeah, come on.
Who's
this?
Joe.
Joe who?
On the game
breaker.
Joe the what?
Joe, got it. You mean, if you're going to say what I think you're going to say next, then I know who it is.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say it about your sister, because I'm on the way to work, and I just got to have your
right to say, we say, give you